Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. The Canadian ensemble, Capella Intima, has recently released a recording of a collection published in 1657 under the title Canzonette Spirituali e Morali. After hearing them, the best way I can describe these pieces are as Italian 17th century sacred pop music, because despite their sacred texts, many are built on popular dance forms, rhythms, and melodies. Obviously, the title of the collection indicates this sacred secular popular mix. Canzona are in their usual form secular songs, but the further designation on the collection's title page as Canzonette Spirituali e Morali, spiritual and moral, signals that these will in fact not be secular songs, but religious ones in popular form. In addition, the score, written in alphabeto notation, indicates that a guitar could have played the accompaniment, an instrument more often associated with secular music than music of the church. Let's jump right in. Here's the opening track of Capella Intima's new CD. Although published as an anonymous collection, evidence points to the priest and composer Francesco Rattis as the likely composer of the Canzonette Spirituali e Morali. But in some ways, it is actually Saint Philip Neri who we can really thank for this music. Neri was the founder of a confraternity of Christian lay volunteers who served the poor. In its infancy, the service organization gathered at Neri's house for prayer, religious discourse, and music, but as the daily meetings grew, they moved to a church loft that had been remodeled as an oratory or a prayer hall. Pope Gregory XIII made Neri's Congregazione dell'Oratorio an official entity in 1575, and the Society of Secular Clergy continues to this day with many congregations scattered throughout the U.S. and around the world. One of the early congregations modeled after Neri's oratory was established in Chiavenna in the 17th century by Francesco Rattis, the composer of the canzonetta heard on the recording we're featuring today. Remember that in contrast to the church proper, Neri led spiritual exercises that were relatively informal. Rattis's Canzonette Spirituali e Morali reflect that informality. So, in this context, their lighter and popular musical forms make much more sense, as do their texts, which are more personal than theological or formal. Sometimes blithe, sometimes tender, sometimes sensual, often humorous. Here's an emotional track, Di quel Dio d'amor, that begins on the text, I want to sing the flame that melts my heart. Such passion melts my heart and soul.
Di quel Dio d'amor che sospirar mi fa, o cantar la fiamma che il mio petto sa. Ai, con tanto ardor mi cueva l'alma e il cuor, figlia di Sion, sostentami.
We've been hearing members of Capella Intima, led by tenor and Baroque guitarist Bud Roach, including the singers Sheila Dietrich, Jennifer Ansmodolo, and David Roth. Formed in 2009 and based in Hamilton, Ontario, this is Capella Intima's first recording. Let's listen to them once more from a track that will certainly become a favorite for Capella Intima fans. Fuji, 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 run, 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 away from this deceitful world and to the Lord. Suffice it to say, as director Bud Roach has said in his liner note, if the people who experienced this music at the oratorio were moved to spiritual devotion, they were definitely brought to God, feet first. If you would like to know more about this recording, just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. And while you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.